googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Keep your dick away from me. And then he applauded very loudly. Please give it up for Mr. Ian Ellis, everybody.
I'm getting married next month, so. You guys don't laugh, that's it. I'm not getting laid after this. Unless I fuck my girlfriend I've had forever. Annabelle was great. Give it up for her one more time. If I was 20 years younger, I would invite her to Taco Bell. So that I could talk to her about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I was into at her age. I've been late since then. Hold on. It's like the second creepy pedophile thing somebody said tonight. I don't know if you guys are checking your phones for like Amber Alerts, but every other comics, and they're like, I'm single, you want to fuck with? I've seen naked babies. Yeah, get it together. That guy was like, I just have three quick stories about seeing naked children. Short shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. I'm not raising any flags. He's taking the offense. Or defense, I don't know. My father's dying. Some people laugh, some people. Oh, what the fuck to do with that? When people laugh, I think they're always like surprised I have a family. Which is like a real slick way of telling somebody they're a fucking asshole. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, my sister would be into that. I'm like, you have a sibling? Thought you were raised by wolves. I did not pick up that people care about you at all. If you've ever dated a single or an only child, they stink. They're very selfish. I assume whether they're a lesbian or not. God damn it, I got the line. My dad's been given 3 to 16 months left to live. And I was expecting an applause break. I was like, it's like a real weird amount of time. It's 3 months, you know, fuck it. Quit your job. do some drugs, get a hooker. I love mom, but you got like 3 months, dude. Just take away, be happy. I don't give a fuck. But 16 was like, I've seen people go homeless that fast. Yeah. Like, you can be doing pretty well 4 months later, live on the street. So, well, you still got to show up to your job and you know you're about to die. That's the worst Monday of your life. Man, I know this joke real quick. You ever get home and there's nobody there, you look out the window and you don't see anybody, and you're pretty sure the revelation happened? Like, the fuck, I got left! It happens to me every time. I still freak out. I'm an atheist. I still freak out. Right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Function and role of the mortician in our culture is to pretend in some way that death doesn't happen. He's a husher-upper. He sweeps you under the carpet at considerable expense.
When I was a kid, I asked my grandpa once if he ever killed any Germans in the war. He wouldn't answer. He said that was grown-up stuff, so. So I asked if the Germans ever tried to kill him. But he got real quiet. He said he was dead the minute he stepped into enemy territory. Every day he woke up. Rest in peace. Now get up and go to war. And then after a few years of pretending he was dead, he made it out alive.
My dad has 3-16 months left to live. I'm on a spaceship. Come fly with me. Where the haters at? Next time I see my daddy is gonna be wearing my nephew's clothes. It's gonna look fresh 62 in some urban ass toddler clothes. Stop it, he gonna be the coldest dude in Chemo. Chris Chemo brain is when they turn when you want to put them down. But old yeller, it's easier when you have a system. Everything that's true is universal. Ashes don't do math different from us Greeks, no. But when it comes to the one true God, some fuck. And some lame, I figured that out as an 8-year-old. And my grandfather died, he was my best friend. Didn't grow up around other kids, he was like the movie Jack. He died and I knew heaven was bullshit, so my heart skipped a beat from the pain of the loss. I was 8, I looked like a child possessed, like I was doing Richard Pryor. It was adorable. Sometimes you just face things because you have to, no other way around it. It's easier now because I know we are all eternal beings made out of light. Mixtape Volume 4. Nick, everything's gonna be okay, Ian. It sucks to lose your dad, but the feelings will pass.
Joy thy child shall bring, the risk of grief will run. To all parents, we love her.
Here it comes! You can't keep doing this! You can't keep doing shitty things and then feel bad about yourself like that makes it okay. You need to be better.
I know, and I'm sorry, okay? I was drunk and there was all this pressure. But now that it's over, I know. No, just stop. You are all the things that are wrong with you. It's not the alcohol or the drugs or any of the shitty things that happened to you in your career or when you were a kid. It's you. All right? It's you. Fuck, man. What else is there to say?
Biscuits, that's why you love Popeyes, feels like mama dad old safe space mode.